Families of the victims are bracing for another anniversary of the Upper Big Branch disaster, an explosion that ripped so violently through an underground coal mine in Raleigh County, it left metal mangled and sent a blast of air miles from the ignition to the entryway of the mine. As former UBB miner and survivor of that fatal day, Stanley Goose Stewart remembered during a speech he gave about a year after the blast.
Picking up. I said, uh-oh, let's get out of here, boys. I knew something was wrong. The guy beside them, he just grabbed my belt, and we took off. Hadn't went very far, and it became like a hurricane. Debris blowing. I mean, you got to remember, we were probably 3 miles at least from the point of the explosion. I put my head down because I couldn't see. The air done filled up. I just yelled out, boys, don't fall. You don't need to fall here. Well, I didn't know what was coming. I just knew. I said, the outside, not very far. But you got to get there.
Three investigations into what happened on April 5th, 2010 point to poor ventilation, poor rock dusting, and a corporate culture with a disregard for mine safety. Then-owner Massey Energy's investigation came to a different conclusion. The film called Upper Big Branch Never Again was released earlier this week and makes a case for the company's stance on what caused the explosion. Some who were interviewed for the documentary, including Senator Joe Manchin and Dr. Tom Hethman with the University of Utah, are speaking out to say they were misled. Manchin sent a letter demanding the documentary be removed, along with all references to the senator. Manchin told West Virginia Public Radio that he is angry and was lied to. Manchin says the company Blankenship hired to make the documentary, Android Films, lied to his face when they approached him for an interview to talk about mine safety. He said they made no mention of the mine's ties to Blankenship. Manchin says he would have never agreed to be affiliated with the project backed by Blankenship. Dr. Tom Hethman responded to reporters to say in part, "My colleagues and I at the University of Utah's Center for Mining Safety and Health Excellence are outraged by the apparent manipulation of our interviews in this film. As a condition of our participation in the filmmakers promised us that the documentary for which we were interviewed was about the advancement of mine safety standards in this country, and that Don Blankenship had no involvement, financial or otherwise, in the film's production."
Don Blankenship, the man directly blamed for this tragic accident, believes that he has always done his best to live up to his responsibility for miner safety.
In the documentary, Blankenship in part blames MSHA for approving the poor ventilation system used at the mine at the time of the explosion. The former CEO supported his stance on MSNBC's All In earlier this week.
And it's worse than that. It's other things like changing the way things are done in the ground, reducing ventilation, taking away belt air, turning off miner scrubbers, creating an environment that's unsafe for the miners. And the government is doing that partially out of ignorance and partially just because of the power they have.
Blankenship implies that Massey's investigation has been mostly ignored because of his reputation. Blankenship has been politically outspoken in West Virginia and does not believe that climate change is man-made. Blankenship again from MSNBC.
The company did a very good job at the mine. MSHA was in the mine, as the documentary says, every day. And basically the mine blew up because of a natural gas inundation.
Former UBB miners and survivors recalled a different atmosphere underground. Again, Stanley Goose Stewart during a speech just a year after the explosion.
Probably one of the most unsafe mines I've ever worked in or around, and been a coal miner for 35 years.
Massey's report also disputes the role of rock dust in the explosion, saying that the mine was adequately rock dusted. Rock dust is used to neutralize the combustibility of coal dust in the mine. In a message last night, former UBB miner Goose Stewart backed the other reports, saying while miners did rock dust, the overall general rock dusting wasn't adequate. Stewart also said a mine that size should have had at least two machine rock dusters working at all times. Stewart remembers one rock dusting machine that was consistently breaking. He says his section did their best to keep it dusted, usually by hand and no machine. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jessica Lilly in Athens.